welcome to another episode of Living an Ultra Life. I wanted to start out this week thanking you all for downloading and listening to these podcasts. It's been a lot of fun watching the progress as we've gone along and seeing all the different downloads and listens, and really exciting to me. So this week, this actually kind of goes with the thank you, but I want to talk to you about maintaining momentum throughout the year. It's one of those things that I think a lot of people struggle with. You know, you have a kick-ass start to the year and everything is just going along really good. Something comes along and you get off track, whatever it is you're trying to accomplish throughout the year, and all of a sudden, the momentum just stops. And any of y'all who've played any type of sports, you know that momentum is key. Whoever has the momentum is going to win. And so life is very much the same way. It's about creating momentum and then maintaining that momentum throughout. Every year, you know, I start out and I've got goals and I've got some plans and I have a direction that I want to go. And last year is probably one of those years that for many, 2020 wasn't quite what you were expecting, was it? I mean, I look at 2020 and I had a tremendous start. I had a 6-hour race down in Colorado Springs with the Human Potential Running Series. And then I stayed on and I crewed and I worked the aid station and I paced some runners and just had an entire blast for an entire weekend down in Colorado Springs beginning in February. Then a lot of things started to hit and then it happened. COVID happened. And, you know, it would have been easy to just kind of let COVID take the wind out of the balloon and totally halt things. But in the middle of all that, Jenny and I all of a sudden made this huge move where we uprooted our lives from Wyoming and we moved to Virginia Beach, of all places, land of the never-ending noise. It has been a wild ride, but I'm telling you, 2020 was probably one of the best years I've had in a long time as far as maintaining momentum throughout the year. I'm going to tell you some stories today. So my biggest takeaway is that you have to learn to not just start well, but to finish well. I, of course, thought of this on one of my recent runs. It was one of those runs where I had set out and my goal was to get 22 miles. And I started out really, really well. And I was enjoying the run so much, I forgot to drink some water. And so I wasn't drinking and hydrating as well as I normally do. About 14 miles in, I hit the biggest wall I have hit in a long time. You know, my head started to spin and I'm just sitting there going, whoa, what is going on? And of course, then I remembered, oh, you have to not just enjoy the scenery, you actually have to drink water and, you know, eat food and, you know, do the things that it takes to keep the momentum going forward on your run. So I took a little pause and just kind of stepped off the trail and drank some water and started to feel better and went on and finished my run. But it taught me something, that it doesn't matter how well you start. It's what you do during the run that determines how you finish. That's what I want to talk to you about this week, is what you do during the run to determine how you're going to finish. And that run might be a project you're working on at work. You might start really, really well. And then you get into the middle part and it's just the doldrums and you're sitting there going, can I actually finish this daggone thing? That middle part of everything we do is what's vitally important. When I relate this to running, I know you can very much picture this if you've ever ran with me before, but I am really, really good at running and just enjoying the run, and all of a sudden a root or a rock reaches up and it trips me. And then the next thing I know, I'm laying on the ground, my glasses are off on the side of the trail, my hydration pack straps are torn, my ankle feels in misery and everything, and I'm laying on the ground going, I should have stayed in bed. And I can't count how many years I've started out great guns on fire, and all of a sudden the next thing you know, bam, you get knocked off track and you don't know what you're going to do, and you know, circumstances happen and things happen, and man, it's just, you lose momentum. Well, last year, 2020, as Jenny and I were making this tremendous move across the country, I made one relatively minor change that helped me to maintain momentum through the year with enough energy to keep the momentum going into 2021. And the one change I made in 2020 that has made such a difference was to shift my mindset. I've always been a positive thinker. I've always believed I could do anything I set my mind to do. The challenge came when I faced significant setbacks. For instance, my first attempt at running 100 miles was a 2017 Lean Horse in Custer, South Dakota. I was in tremendous shape. I was probably in the best shape of my life. I was down to like 180. I mean, I was trim. I felt fantastic. I had no ear problems. Running was just going really, really well that year. And I set out on Lean Horse, and I was just kicking butt along the way. And this is a very finishable 100 miler. Probably 70% of the runners finish this thing. Well, I was just nailing every aid station. I'd get something to eat, I'd have something to drink, and I was having a blast, an absolute blast, having fun, high-fiving people along the way, back when you could high-five people when you could run before COVID. And I was having so much fun. I hit 42 miles, and I went through the aid station, and I don't know what I ate, but it came right back up. And I just kept on plowing along. And by the time I hit the 50-mile turnaround in the heat of the day, I was completely wiped. I don't know if I looked like death warmed over, but man, I felt like death warmed over. And I made a tremendous mistake right there that kind of lived in my running life for the next 2 years. I threw in the towel and I quit. I had enough time that if I hadn't made that one mistake, I could have taken a nap, I could have put my feet up, I could have waited until I could actually hold some food down. There was enough time at 50 miles. I was only 11 hours into the race. I still had 21 hours to finish. I could have finished the race. Well, that's where kind of my ultra marathon failure mindset came in. And it took me almost 3 years to dig out of a failure mindset. But it only took one mindset shift to get me on the trail towards success. All I did was I said, I'm going to move from what I can't do to move to what I can do and do it extremely well. So what I began to do is I began to focus on what I could do in the ultra running community. What I can do is I am a slow, back-of-the-pack runner, but I can go forever. You want me to go on a 60-mile run? No problem. We're not going to get it done real fast, but we're going to get it done. You want to go on a 70-mile run? I'm going to go with you. We're going to get it done. We're going to cross 70 miles. We're just not going to do it real fast. I'm not fast, but what I can do is keep moving. I can always keep moving forward. I stopped comparing my mileage to other people. I stopped comparing my times to other people. In other words, for all you Strava kings, I didn't care what my Strava stats were. They were what they were, and I didn't worry about them. I just ran, and I can run forever. 2020 became one of my most successful years in the ultra running community ever. I finished a 50-mile race for the first time. Thank you, God. It was awesome. The JFK 50 miler crossed that finish line, felt like magic. I ran 73 miles at a self-supported 24-hour run where we weren't allowed to have crew, we weren't allowed to have any type of pacer, and I completed 73 miles. I finished with over 3,200 miles running in 2020. I completed a 100 miler for the first time, and I did it in less than 24 hours. 2020 was a significant, amazing year. And all I did was shift my mindset from can't do what I can't do, which obviously is not bang out really fast times and hit all the cutoff times and the required time, but what I can do is keep moving forward. So my mindset shifting moment actually occurred during a run. I was taking one of my last runs before leaving Sheridan, Wyoming, and I went up for a run. I went for a run up my favorite remote canyon because I know there's nobody ever going to be in this thing. Little Horn Canyon, if you ever get to Sheridan, Wyoming, you won't be able to find it, but ask somebody where Little Horn Canyon is. Drive around for a couple times, you know, a couple hours lost like I did the first time I went to find Little Horn Canyon. And go run Little Horn Canyon. You can either run up the wall of death, where you climb about 3,000 feet in 3 miles, or run up to Leaky Mountain. Either way, you're running up. So I don't know if you could tell that, but Little Horn Canyon, where you park, you're down in this valley, and you run up either way. And it is an absolute blast because it is quiet, it is peaceful, and there's nobody there. So I knew this was going to be one of my last times there, so I went to Little Horn Canyon all by myself. And I just went for a run. I had so much fun. During this run, I decided, you know what? My results don't define me. See, until that point, I thought that what I did, the outcome, defined who I was. And during that run, I decided, no, that's not true. My results, the outcome, doesn't define who I am. I define who I am. I'm an ultra runner, I'm a husband, I'm a man of God, I am a business person. Most of all, I love human beings. When I was out there running, I had been haunted by my failure to finish a 100-mile race or a 50-mile race because, I mean, can you really call yourself an ultra runner if you haven't ever finished that race and gotten the medal or the buckle? I had done my longest run ever until 2020, I had just gone out and run 78 miles, just for the heck of it. Finished 78 miles. I can't tell you how many times I've run 50 miles in my life. That's not a race. A bunch of times. But I had never actually done a race, and so I was letting that define me as a failure as an ultra runner. As I searched who I am during this run up Little Horn Canyon, I was struck with so many memories. I've done distances on training runs that would blow people's minds just for the heck of it. One night I took off with two really good friends. Hi, Chelsea. Hi, Jessica. And we took off as the sun was setting, and I ran 34 miles with them back to the house. I waved as they drove off into the darkness. I turned my headlamp on. And I went back out and I finished 4 more hours of running, finishing a 52-mile run as the sun shone brightly on a brand new day. It took me 14 hours to run 50 miles, past most 50-mile race time limits, but I finished the distance. And then I remembered a weekend my wife was out of town with her sister and I decided to tackle the 100-mile distance and keep running until I finish. I began on a Saturday morning without telling anybody what I was doing. I first ran 46 miles. Came home, I showered, I ate a big meal, I drove out to a local trail. My second run, as the sun was setting, I covered 38 miles, dirt road and trail. Drove back to my house, microwaved another hot meal after showering again, and I drove into the mountains. Grabbed a quick nap and set out into the awakening dawn and ran another 20 miles, finishing my 104-mile adventure in a little over 36 hours. So do you think I should let my results of never having finished a 50-mile race or a 100-mile race define me? When I remembered those things, that's when I said, you know, I can do these distances. And what I began to tell myself was what I can do. When you begin to shift your mindset from the negative to the positive, that's when amazing things begin to happen. You know, positive thinking's been around forever, and, you know, some people have made it a new religion, and it's really not. You know, most positive thinking and self-improvement books, they miss this one little step. And I remember reading an article on the Strong Runners Chick website. It was called Shifting Your Running Mindset. The key is to focus on positive things. And she found a key to her past success that made her relate to the future success. She remembered when she was happy, relaxed, and believed she could. And see, and that's the thing that I think is missing in the whole positive thinking movement. we're missing that little key thing that says, are you happy? Are you relaxed? And do you believe you can? That to me is the key that keeps momentum going, no matter what circumstances we find ourselves in life. Continual strong running comes from the joy we find in the running, not our Strava stats. Focusing on what you can do is how you keep the momentum from a strong start going throughout the seasons of life. Momentum swings are created when we shift our mindset. Continual momentum is created when we cement a focus on what we can do and the joy we receive from simply lacing up our shoes and going for a run. Do not overcomplicate this. If you want to keep momentum going throughout the years, shift your mindset from what you cannot do to what you can do. And then remember when you were happy and relaxed and believed you could do that. If you've got an impossible project out there, if you're starting a business and you're trying to be successful, and you're trying to make this business work, stop focusing on the outcome and start focusing on the belief that you have already been filled with everything you need to be successful. That's how you keep momentum going. Shift, believe, and relax. And you're gonna see amazing things happen. That's it for this episode of Living an Ultra Life. Thank you so much for listening. We really enjoy you guys, and we appreciate you very much.